Well, joining me now on New Jersey Today is an author and a writer who has written just a couple of books recently on two very, very different subjects. And he joins me now on New Jersey Today. His name is Andrew Wolfenson, and we welcome him to the show. Hey, Andrew, it's Bert Barron. Welcome to New Jersey Today. How are you?
I'm good today. Thank you, Bert. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. A couple of books that you've written here, two very, very diverse and different topics. One deals with attorney-client privilege, and the other one deals with baseball. So let's talk about the first book called In His Own Defense. Talk about that book.
Okay, that is a fiction novel that involves an attorney from here in New Jersey, much like myself, who gets himself into a, call it a bad situation, when a client of his accuses him of murdering her husband.
Mm.
And he then has to get himself out of the situation. He ends up traveling to Brazil, actually. And the reason that the attorney-client privilege is invoked is because he has to figure out what he can and cannot do with respect to conversations with her, actions with her, as far as clearing his own name.
Interesting. So you obviously, being an attorney here in New Jersey, you had a lot of insight as to how, you know, in a very realistic way, this story could play out in terms of the attorney-client privilege and respecting it how as it should be, right?
Right. And throughout the book, I actually cite various provisions of the attorney-client privilege, both with respect to New Jersey laws as well as the American Bar Association laws.
Interesting. Are New Jersey's laws in terms of that, Andrew, attorney-client privilege, are they unique in New Jersey or they sort of follow the national standard?
I think they pretty much follow the national standard. Basically, everybody thinks that if you tell an attorney something, 100% it's protected, the attorney can't tell anybody. And generally that's true, but there are certain exceptions, such as when the attorney needs to protect himself from a problem, which is what happened in the book, or if somebody comes into my office and says, by the way, I'm going to go kill somebody tomorrow.
Well,
and I believe that's true, I can then alert the authorities to stop that from happening.
Well, you told your friends you were going to be on New Jersey Today this afternoon. That's telling people about a conversation that we had, right?
Exactly.
I can trust you, right?
Well, until your check clears, I don't know if
right, that. Right. The book is available now, Andrew. Booksellers online. How does someone purchase the book In His Own Defense?
It's available online at Amazon.com, both in paperback and for Kindle.
And let me ask you this, too, being a New Jersey attorney here and a writer. When you see, you know, lawyers depicted in shows like Law & Order and movies and in other books, is it pretty realistic or, you know, is there a certain Hollywood element to lawyers that we see in movies or in TV, or is it pretty accurate?
There are a lot of Hollywood elements. They're getting better now. The police-type shows that have attorneys on them now are better.
Mm-hmm.
But going back sometime, even like when L.A. Law was on TV back in, I guess it was the 80s,
yeah,
I couldn't even watch it after a couple episodes because it was so unrealistic. But certain ones now, again, the crime-type shows that have attorneys,
yeah,
there's more of a sense of reality in those shows.
And they say that, you know, television like that, like even CSI, they say people are become so educated about real-world things like criminal investigations and, like you said, what really goes on behind closed doors with attorneys and judges, because now the television, the portrayals have gotten that much better.
Absolutely, but I think also there's the reality shows where they have courtrooms and, you know, the Judge Judy type shows.
Oh, right.
I don't profess that those are anywhere near reality, but people believe that they are, so they think they have an understanding and idea of how courtrooms work based on those shows.
Interesting. The website, by the way, for the book, if you visit inhisowndefense.com, you can get all the information there. Read some of the reviews on the book as well. Looks just terrific. But Andrew Wolfenson, my guest, is the author of that book. 211 on New Jersey Today on the New Talk Radio WCTC. That, I guess, was the book for some serious stuff and another book that he's written. Much more fun, much more recreational sort of stuff. The book is called Bloggin' Baseball from the Bench. And this is perfect with the opening day of baseball season just around the corner. Talk about your baseball book, Andrew.
Okay, thank you. What I had done was I had been blogging for several years now, since 2009, on several different blog sites. And many of the blogs focused on baseball, and people have been asking me to put them together almost in an anthology form. So that was where the genesis for the book came from. What I've done for the book, though, is I've taken 42 different blogs, 41 of which were already published and one new one, and I've changed them all around. I call them almost like remastered, like a greatest hits album. And then I've added new and updated commentary for most of them. So for the most part, it's very current in a lot of different topics.
What do most people blog about when it comes to baseball? Is it scores? Is it, you know, great plays on the field? Is it off the field sort of things going on? What are the hot topics for baseball fans when it comes to blogging?
It depends. depends on when they're done, I think. I would imagine that all the blogs now about baseball are all predictions for the upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
There are other ones. Like in the book, I have the book separated into nine chapters or nine innings, as I call them, each of which covers a different topic.
That's great.
So I'm an unabashed Yankees fan. So
okay.
One chapter deals just with the Yankees.
And let's see, Derek Jeter's ankle gets a couple of mentions, right?
It gets a couple mentions in there. In fact, my dog is named after him. So there's
wow, you are
about
a fan.
My dog and him.
Wow, you are a fan. There you go. I'm a baseball fan myself, Andrew, and we, of course, we're the flagship station for the Somerset Patriots. April 19th is their opening day, which is coming up. Everybody's excited. Baseball is one of those sports, and I got to say, hockey is a close second. That, you know what, you love it in spite of itself. I mean, look what baseball has put the fans through. With the 1994, there was no World Series, and you got steroids, and you got lockouts, and you got ticket prices that are going up. But people have this love affair with baseball, which seems like it's never going to end. Can you explain the passion that people have for baseball, not only here in Jersey, but around the world?
I think people relate to it, and I think people identify themselves with a team or an area. And that makes it easier. Now that baseball has become much more international, and they just finished the World Baseball Classic, don't
right.
forget,
mm-hmm.
where people all over the world really now can cheer for the people they want to cheer for. And in fact, there's discussions, as always, with this era of players versus the past era of players. And I touch on that a little bit in a couple of parts of the book, where you have somebody like Rich Gossage, who professes to this day to be the best relief pitcher ever in baseball. And he talks about how when he pitched, relief pitchers would pitch two innings, three innings at a time, and not just one inning. So
that's
therefore,
right.
he has to be better. But he wasn't facing the same international crop of players. And he wasn't facing, there were different things between, the players of the 50s who would take trains everywhere
mm-hmm.
and only had 10 teams versus 30 teams that are there now. And more specialized players, and especially with pitchers, where a guy will come in and throw to one left-handed batter in the seventh inning and then be done for the day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a different time. I mean, nowadays, if you're a pretty good reliever, if you can just get three up, three down in the eighth inning, you got a job. You don't have to save the game. You just have to kind of bridge the gap from the starters, and there's a job for you in Major League Baseball. It's amazing how specialized it's become.
And I curse my parents daily for not teaching me to be a pitcher. I'm left-handed. If I were a relief pitcher, I could go in, get my one out every second day and make millions of dollars doing it.
You said the magic word right there, because somebody once told me, a renowned baseball coach from Morris County, New Jersey, named Dennis Morgan, who coached the CCM Titans, the County College of Morris baseball team, to a national championship, said, if you're left-handed, you got a job. You don't even have to be good. All you have to do is be left-handed. So I think there's still hope for you.
There may be. I think I might be getting a little too old for that now.
Yeah, if this lawyer stuff doesn't work out for you, you can still...
Oh, the lawyer and the author stuff.
Exactly. You can pursue
it. Turn your writer net over yet.
That's right. Andrew Wolfenson is our guest, attorney and writer of two outstanding books. In His Own Defense, a book which exposes the boundaries of the attorney-client privilege. And if you want to read something, boy, this sounds like a nice one to just kind of kick back in the hammock on a Sunday afternoon. Blogging Baseball from the Bench, just in time for baseball season, the perfect gift for any baseball fan. Website for that book, is there a website for the baseball book too, Andrew?
There is. It's actually called baldinglegal.com.
Okay, baldinglegal.com.
The book was put up by Balding Legal Publishing, and
okay.
therefore it's on their website.
Terrific. Talk about your day job as an attorney. Where do you work out of, and what do you specialize in?
My day job as an attorney, my office is in Union, mm-hmm. on Morris Avenue in Union, right
okay.
in the center of town. And the practice is, much like the two books, a varied practice. We do a lot of divorce work and family-related matters. We do bankruptcies, litigations, wills, corporate matters, real estate. So any given day can bring any different number of things that I'm working on.
Gotcha. Well, if you get a chance tomorrow, if you could listen to the show perhaps online at WCTCAM.com tomorrow, I'm going to be joined in studio by a group here in New Jersey. Maybe you're familiar with them. They're called New Jersey Women for Alimony Reform. Have you ever heard of them?
I have not, but I'm sure I'll be listening tomorrow.
It's going to be interesting to see what they have to say tomorrow, because I met them on a train ride to Washington, D.C. in January, and I found their mission here to be pretty interesting. They're in Trenton all the time, lobbying for reforms in alimony here in New Jersey, and they've gotten a lot of support at the legislative level, that they tell me. And they're going to be bringing a lot of senators and congressmen with them tomorrow, so I'm pretty interested to hear what they have to say. But you, as an attorney, feel free to weigh in on the show tomorrow if you think there's something you want to point out or clarify.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And how does someone reach you, Andrew, at your law practice?
The best ways are by phone, which is 908-686-7230, or internet, which our website is www.com. www.wolfensonlaw.com. And if you don't mind me spelling that, it's
go right ahead.
WOLFENSONLAW.com.
Andrew, I appreciate being on the show today. Good luck with the books there and continued success with the practice. And we'll talk to you soon on New Jersey Today, okay?
You got it.